Deborah Rice Solomon's Volunteer Coordinator, Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business Awards.
Deborah joins us today on Community Hotline as we look back at last Friday, which, of course, was the third edition of the Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business Awards Gala. Deborah, how did things go at the Pomeroy Inn and Suites?
We had an absolutely wonderful day. It was a sold-out crowd filled with absolutely amazing women and supporting men, our sponsors, our chamber members, our county representatives, and had some local celebrities there.
Yeah, wonderful. You had a total of six award categories this year. Which one do you want to start with as we run through the winners?
We're going to start with the Rising Star category. This was sponsored by TELUS, and this award was given to young women, 17 and under, who demonstrated great entrepreneurship, innovation, or community service. And our very deserving winner was Jillian Skeels, Mountain View Ranches, and she is from Clearwater County.
Wonderful. Let's move on to category number two.
Category number two is Woman in Agriculture, Agri-Food, or Agribusiness. This sponsor was from my company, the Heritage Center, and the winner was Donna Arsby from The Honest Box, and she is from Mountain View County, a very wonderful and deserving woman. Our third category is Woman in Energy, and this is sponsored by TC Energy, and the very deserving winner is Tracy McCrimmon, Executive Director of Sundry Petroleum Operators Group out of Sundry. Our fourth category was Women in Business Not-for-Profit, and Vista Radio was the very generous sponsor for this category. This category was won by Jean Carveth from The Addict on Second in Cremona, Alberta. Our fifth category is the Woman in Business For-Profit, and this was sponsored by local Bank of Montreal from Olds, Alberta, and the very deserving winner is Patricia McKean from Mortgage Architect, and she is from Mountain View County. The last and our pinnacle award is the Woman of Influence. This was sponsored by Community Future Central Alberta. The very deserving winner is Peggy Good. She was nominated by the Rosebud Health Foundation. Peggy is also a resident of Mountain View County.
That's awesome. So you've got, an awards banquet that focuses on the three counties and the municipalities within them in our area here in Clearwater, Kneehill, and Mountain View County. How do you feel the representation was from across the area for the third edition of this event, Deborah?
We were very pleased with the distribution of candidates and winners. We had winners and candidates from all three counties and most of the towns and villages within. It was a great representation. We had over 80 nominations this year. We were very pleased about that and felt very excited to have awarded these wonderful and deserving women with this honor. And who also attended that day was our MLA from Rimby Rocky Sundry, Jason Nixon, our Three Hills Didsbury Olds MLA, Tara Sawyer, and our Member of Parliament, Yellowhead Riding, William Stevenson, who was awarded a bright purple cowboy hat with Shine Brightly, Lead Boldly from our 2024 and 2025 Women of Influences, Stacey Stilling and Sherry Fote. He was a great sport. He wore his purple cowboy hat with pride, and it was great. Purple, as you know, is the color of International Women's Day. And we celebrated the 115th International Women's Day in 2026 at our event on Friday, March 6th.
You bet. And just how important is it to recognize these great women and all that they do in our communities, especially, as you said, on the weekend that International Women's Day is highlighted?
Recognizing women in business is a very important thing. It is encouraging. It helps recognize how hard these people work and what diversity and resilience we have with the women in business in our communities. This It's more than just a plaque or standing up in front. This is actually really saying thank you to these women for contributing to our economy, to our local chambers, to our towns and our villages and our counties themselves, bringing their initiative and their imagination and their hard work, dedication, and true grit as women in business in our rural communities, and just really proud of them.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add at this time?
Look forward to 2027, our fourth annual Women in Business. International Women's Day will be celebrating again, and we want to thank all of our sponsors, our volunteers, our chambers, and our counties for supporting this event. Without them, it wouldn't have been possible. They did a great job, and we really appreciate all their support.